KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A with Jeff Plankenhorn and an amazing star-studded band who are going to be playing at the Saxon Pub tonight. Jeff's new album is called Soul Slide. Over the years, you've heard Jeff Plankenhorn play with Joe Ely and Ruthie Foster and Ray Wiley Hubbard and Slade Cleaves and Eliza Gilkison and Bobby Whitlock, so many people. But now it's all about Plank. Good to see you, Jeff.
It's good to be here, man. Man, we had fun last night, didn't we, at the Ian McLagan birthday thing?
We really did. It was
that
a healing.
Blast.
It was a healing
it
thing.
Was wonderful.
You know, I have a couple of solo records of yours. I was mentioning all the people you've played with, and I didn't even get to the Resentments and the Purgatory Players, but I have a couple of solo studio records of yours and a live one as well. But this new album, Soul Slide, I don't know, it seems different. It seems like a really big step up for you. Did you feel that way making it now that it's through?
It was a very conscious decision to do that. It's, you know, with the advent of me getting my instrument that I designed, you know, this Plank guitar that I designed and putting that on all the songs. And it was a labor of a lot of love. So
it's a great record. Some great guests on here. We have some guests in the room. We're going to talk more about your guitar, but, you know, since this is radio, we should introduce the band, and I'm going to let you do that.
I would love to do that. Over here on the bass, we have the incomparable Mr. Yogi Musgrove.
Thank you for being here, Yogi.
We have Brennan Temple back on the drums, everybody.
Yeah.
Dave Scher on the guitar. We have Phil Redman on keys and vocals. A little later, we'll be listening to Miss Carrie Hudson. And right next to me is my uncle, Malford Milligan.
Wow. Well, I'm humbled to be in the presence of all of these musicians. They're so amazing, and you're going to find out why right now. Jeff Plankenhorn with Malford on vocals. Soul Slide is the new album. There's a show tonight at the Saxon Pub, and we're live on KUTX. Jeff Plankenhorn live on KUTX, sharing the vocals there with Malford Milligan on You Got Me Hummin', which is an old Isaac Hayes tune. I think, Sam and Dave?
That's correct.
You know, Jeff, I mean, I know you can hold your own with anyone, especially with that slide guitar, but standing up and singing next to Malford, nice going, brother.
Thank you.
that was really cool. The album's called Soul Slide, and Plank is at the Saxon Pub tonight. So there's this tradition of music called Sacred Steel that I wasn't that familiar with until I got the Robert Randolph record with the word. Yeah. And I guess that's the steel guitar that was played in churches and stuff?
That's exactly right. There's a a whole denomination. There's the House of God and the Keith Dominion. And they start with churches in Florida and some up in upstate New York and Rochester. And I first heard the Campbell Brothers, and they were playing at the Kate Wolf Festival on the same stage as me and Ray Wiley Hubbard. And one of the Campbell Brothers sat in with us, and he was playing pedal steel with distortion and wah-wah. And for years, I had kind of envisioned this instrument that I had, where I could take the sounds of like bluegrass cats like Jerry Douglas and Uncle Josh Graves and mix that with a more rockin' sound, because people would ask me to play this in like big rock bands and stuff, and I could never get the volume. And so melding those types of music together and then putting them on this instrument that's kind of a mix of those two things is how all this came together, and that's why it's called Soul Slide.
And your instrument is called the plank?
Yeah, that was actually given to it by Ray Wiley and Gerf Morlicks were sitting around one day, and they said that, you know, it's wood, and you play it, so it's called the plank, you know, and that's also my nickname. So, yeah, that was my best Ray Wiley Hubbard. So
it cuts through like a knife through butter. I mean, the sound of the slide is just amazing. You mentioned Ray Wiley Hubbard. You're originally from Ohio. Was it Ray Wiley who encouraged you to move to Austin?
That's exactly right. What happened was I was in Memphis, a songwriter friend of mine took me to Memphis, and he said, specifically, I want you to meet Ray Wiley Hubbard when you go there. And Ray was walking up the street, kind of close to Beale, and he was walking with a writer friend of mine named Tom Jurek, who actually co-wrote Ray's book, A Life Well Lived. It's a perfect Ray Wiley title. And he walked up, and he said, hey, this is Plank. He plays dobro. And Ray was like, you want to play a gig tonight? And I said, sure, man. And he said, well, I know rehearsal's highly overrated, but I'll come check you out at your show, and if I like it, then you can come up to my room, and we'll play a couple of tunes. And we played, we went up to his room, we played When She Sang Amazing Grace, Without Love, and Last Train to Amsterdam. And then Ray said, I'll see you at 8.
Wow.
And then we started playing together. And then I moved here and lived with him and Judy and Lucas when I first got here. And
oh, I didn't know that part.
Well, yeah, I drove straight to their place with a Geo Prism, $100 and 7 guitars.
And I always hold a lot of gratitude for Ray Wiley and Judy anyway, but now it's just enhanced.
I can honestly say that it's one degree of separation, whether it's Bob Schneider, Joe Ely, Willis Allen. I met them all through Ray. And nobody's encouraged me to do my solo stuff more than Ray either. You know, I was kind of worried about going out and doing my own thing because I'm a side guy, and it's a hard thing to move from side guy to front guy. And I'd say, oh, man, you know, I remember one saying, who's going to want to listen to it? And he said, where's your proof? And I said, what do you mean? And he's like, well, people are coming to your shows. People are buying your music. Get out there and do it, man. You know, keep writing.
Takes a little kick sometimes.
Yeah.
Jeff Plankenhorn is our guest. Soul Slide is his great new record, and he's at the Saxon Pub tonight. But you find Mr. Plankenhorn in other places with other people like the Purgatory Players.
Sure, that's the gospel brunch that we do, the pseudo gospel brunch over at Strange Brew. We benefit the Capital Area Food Bank, and we just play spiritual music for non-denominational folk.
And quite often on Sundays at the Saxon with the Resentments, not this Sunday, but most Sundays.
Most Sundays, yes. I'm actually playing a private party, but most Sundays I've been in the Resentments for about 5 years now.
And you're out there with Joe Ely doing the duo thing quite often. So this is a busy man, but he found time for us today, and we appreciate having Plank here playing some Soul Slide. And you're being joined by another singer now.
Yeah, this young lady's name is Carrie Hudson. And you can see her every Monday at Strange Brew with her band Carrie Hudson in Good Company. And I'd feel silly if I didn't mention that she's doing a Kickstarter right now. So look her up. And she's going to be doing a record this summer, and I'm going to produce it.
Nice.
And the band is fantastic, and you're going to want to go to the Kickstarter as soon as you hear her sing on this next tune. It's called Like Flowers.
Jeff Plankenhorn, joined by Carrie Hudson. The song is called Like Flowers. Jeff co-wrote it, and it's on his new album, Soul Slide. Jeff Plankenhorn playing his custom The Plank guitar, which is just cutting through everything. And this amazing band. Thank you to everyone for being here today. Great band. Wow, Jeff, you
can't
brought
thank
it.
Thank you enough, Jody, for all you do.
Well, this is just a thrill. And thanks to Malford as well for being here. Want to thank our engineers today, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Go see Soul Slide. Go see this album live tonight at the Saxon Pub. And also check out the Purgatory Players on Sunday. And Plank will be around. He's going to be really busy this year. And you owe it to yourself to go see him. We're going to do another song off the air, and then we'll post all three at KUTX.org for everyone to listen to as they wish. Jeff Plankenhorn, that's who you've been listening to with his amazing band on KUTX 98.9.